And now to a proposed solar farm in Dane County, southeast of Madison. The Koshkonong Solar Center is being billed as the largest renewable energy facility in the state and is before the Public Service Commission for consideration. The PSC says it's reviewing the project with no firm schedule as to a decision date at this time. Do you live in the Cambridge, Deerfield, Edgerton region of Dane County? How do you feel about the solar farm proposal? It's 800-642-1234. Brendan Conway is spokesperson for WEC Energy Group. Its subsidiaries are We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service. Brendan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
It is wonderful to be here, and thank you for playing that previous story. It really brightened my day, so thank you so much.
It always makes me cry, too. You know, WEC Energy Group and Madison Gas and Electric have proposed to purchase the solar farm for $649 million. Why did WEC decide to invest in this project?
Well, it's important to understand kind of the end game or our goals. So we have incredibly aggressive, some of the most aggressive goals in the entire industry to reduce carbon emissions, create that bright, sustainable future that we've been working so hard on for a number of years. We plan to reduce our carbon emissions 60% by 2025, 80% by the end of 2030, and be net zero electric generation by 2050. In order to do those things, which are incredibly important, we need to transition away from some of those older, less efficient fossil fuel units. We've announced closing a number of them, but we need to replace that generation with something. You know, when people go in the morning to turn on their coffee maker or flip their lights on, or certainly in the wintertime when it's, you know, cold, or in the summertime when it's hot, that AC, they want to know that that's going to work. And so we need to create a new generation. And so we've announced a number of plans, including the Koshkonong plan to buy that. That's a solar battery park. And it's going to really help us replace some of the older fossil fuel generation and make sure that people still have that affordable, reliable, and clean energy they need.
Yeah, in this new generation, as you say, how do you factor in solar and other renewables as you decommission coal? Are they able to be a reliable replacement at this point in putting renewables on the grid?
So luckily, we have really talented people who look into the future and can understand, you know, energy usage, time, day, when it's most needed. And so what we have is what we call a diverse fuel mix. So our future plans and our current plans include solar. We have wind. We have natural gas generation. We have some coal still in our fleet. We have a biomass plant. We have hydro. So we have all of those things help make sure that kind of no matter what's happening, if the wind isn't blowing, well, great news. We maybe have a natural gas plant that can fill that in. Or in the nighttime, when the sun obviously isn't shining, we're proposing some batteries for sunshine after sunset to make sure that we can keep that solar power for a few hours and provide it in the night. So, you know, we need to have all the kind of all above strategy to make sure that people have the energy that they depend on. Because most people, they don't generally care that much where it's coming from, right? They just want to know that their lights are going to work when they need it.
Yeah, they're not really concerned as to the mix of resources perhaps right. Going on. So going back to solar, if this goes through, if it's constructed, this solar project would be the largest renewable energy facility in Wisconsin, could power nearly 80,000 homes. How does a solar farm connect to the grid and distribute that energy to homes?
So one of the things we look for when we look at, and again, I should say we, I mean, oftentimes we're working with these developers who go out and start to develop it, including the case of the Koshkonong, that's Invenergy, the developer. But they're looking to make sure that it connects to, you know, a transmission network or get into the grid, basically, right? All those solar panels, they all tie together, and then they feed into the grid. And then that kind of feeds into really, really the regional transmission network, which happy to get into that if you want. It's a little bit more complicated, but basically it's all drawing from all the customers who are part of that regional transition network, including most customers in Wisconsin. The energy could really be coming from anywhere, but they're kind of pulling out of that pool of energy that's being fed in from all over the state. Solar power is really not a whole lot different from any other type of generation. It's created a little differently, but by the time it gets to your home, it's really the same thing that's generated, been the same way for 100 years or so.
So explain how Invenergy, which is this Chicago-based firm, would, build this and then ultimately turn it over or sell it. How does that work?
So this is what we've been doing. A lot of the other utilities in Wisconsin have been doing now for a number of years because it takes the risk off of the customers. So what these developers do, and Invenergy is a well-known clean energy developer. They've been around for a long time, been doing this. They go and they kind of work with homeowners. They, first of all, they're going to look at a location. They need to find a few things. Available land, and by available, you know, people who would be willingly to lease their land, close to a transmission network, because if it's not close and it's going to require an expensive, you know, tie into a transmission network, that might be a strike against the project. And then a place that's obviously for solar that's sunny. So most of, you know, most farmland, I suppose, would qualify as that. And they go and they kind of work through the project. They get landowners on board. They work the Public Service Commission. And then assuming the Public Service Commission approves that project, then we have a separate docket with the Public Service Commission, which allows us then to purchase that. So in the end, our customers, and this, you know, goes into the rate base, our customers benefit from this by not taking on those early discussions with, you know, you can spend a lot of money going through and talking to landowners, trying to find the right land, and it might all fall apart. So Invenergy takes on that risk, and not our customers. And in the end, our customers benefit from getting that clean, renewable energy.
We're talking with Brendan Conway at WEC Energy Group about a proposed solar farm in Dane County. Let's go to Cole now in Sun Prairie. Hi, Cole. What would you like to ask?
Yeah, I was wondering if there was any additional built-in infrastructure enhancements to this project. You know, one of the issues with residential solar is the load balancing to the grid that has to be, you know, that they have to be concerned with. So I'm just curious if there's additional infrastructure that's going to be built as part of this project to handle those load balances and stuff.
Cole, thank you. And Brendan, if you wouldn't mind also explaining what that load balance to the grid means.
Yeah, so I'm not 100% sure exactly what he's speaking to, and then the technical side. I guess what I can say is, you know, the good news is we have already have some experience. We already are owner, along with Madison Gas and Electric, of the state's first solar project, large-scale solar projects, Two Creek Solar Project in Manitowoc County. That's about 150 megawatts. That's been up and running since November. We have the Badger Hollow Solar Project in southwestern Wisconsin in Iowa County, which is about 300 megawatts. That's currently being built. Some of it's starting to come online here this fall. So, you know, we already have some great experience with this. And, you know, these large-scale solar projects are not necessarily new. Some of the improving technologies that we have are new parts. So it's something that utilities are used to as far as making sure that they're safe. This one would be a little bit new. The part of it is the battery part, that it's going to feed into those batteries, which can then feed into the grid. But, you know, I guess what I would say is any of the technical or safety things we're well versed with and will be part of this project.
Cole, does that help?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Cole, thank you for the call. As we talk with Brendan Conway, spokesperson for Milwaukee-based WEC Energy Group. It's one of the utilities in line to purchase the proposed Koshkonong Solar Energy Center, a solar farm under consideration by state regulators that would be located in Dane County. How would you feel living near a large solar farm? Would you support the project? Is there a particular place solar farms would work best in the state? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Brendan Conway here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing a large solar farm proposed for Dane County called the Koshkonong Solar Energy Center. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A Chicago-based developer is seeking a permit from the State Public Service Commission to build and sell the project to a utility. WEC Energy Group is one of the utilities named in the PSC docket. Timeline, if the permit goes through, according to the PSC, construction could get underway in the spring with a completion date by the end of 2024. How do you feel about solar farms and the power they generate? Where should they be located? And what is the impact to the land and landowners? 800-642-1234. Brendan Conway is spokesperson for WEC Energy Group and stays with us. So, Brendan, You know, residents who oppose the Koshkonong project say it would change the rural landscape of Cambridge, decrease property values, and they say living near a large electricity generating facility would be unsafe. What is your response?
Sure. So, I mean, a lot there to address. I would say on the property values thing, and let me take a step back. We fully understand anytime there is a new project proposed in a community, people are going to have questions and oftentimes concerns. That is not unusual. We were some of the first developers of some of the first large scale wind farms back in the mid 2000s and very similar questions and concerns back then. What I think you've seen is that oftentimes some of the people who were the most vocal and had the most questions at the beginning become the strongest supporters of these projects once they're up and running. We have not seen any impact to property values negatively. Oftentimes, actually, property values are going to increase because when these projects come into the community, you know, our employees who work on these projects and are part of they're part of the communities where they work, right? They volunteer their time and their talent. Our company, we take an active role in supporting the communities through whether it's charitable giving, economic development efforts. So, you know, we understand the neighbors are going to have those questions, and we work hard to address those questions in all sorts of ways, one-on-one conversations, public meetings, other community outreach. I do have to say this project's a little bit different. Again, this is Invenergy. This Koshkonong is an Invenergy project. So they're going through all of those issues right now. So I can't speak specifically to any one landowner concern just because we're not part of those conversations right now. But generally, that's how we approach these large projects.
Generally, then what is it that brings landowners around from being completely opposed to a project like this to being on board with it?
Well, you know, I would say if, you know, the fact that Invenergy has moved forward, and this has been the case with all of our projects that we've had, and we've worked with Invenergy on a number of other projects, the landowners who they have, who they're leasing the land from, those landowners are doing it willingly, right? They're happy to do it. So I think it's important to distinguish that while you have some people in the community who, again, have questions about it, which is understandable, and let's work through that process, you do have a lot of these other landowners who are doing this willingly, who want to lease their land for all sorts of reasons that they would be best to address. And so, you know, oftentimes I think that's something that the developer is going to work through. And then in the end, that's an issue that the Public Service Commission has to work through. They have an important job. They take it really seriously. And I know that's one of the things that is under consideration on all of these large scale projects.
Talking with Brendan Conway of WEC Energy Group about a proposed solar farm in Dane County. Let's bring in Brady now, joining us from Onalaska. Hi, Brady.
Hi there.
Hi, I understand you're a solar panel foreman.
I am. I'm a solar foreman, and I'm actually on my way to install a ground mount solar system up in Eau Claire right now, similar to what you would have for those large-scale commercial projects, just a little bit smaller. I guess I just wanted to say a little bit about, you know, you had some questions about land use and all that. But, you know, as you touched on before, people leasing the properties, it is a win-win for the landowner and the utility company that is putting in that system and generating electricity. The win-win, I mean, it's constant income for the landowner, and it kind of gives you a great image. But also, you know, as far as land use, a lot of times to customers, I recommend, you know, what the other, we put in solar, and then it's like, okay, what do we do underneath it? Do we just plant grass everywhere? You know, do we do something more natural? It's a great chance for local non-invasive species to really get back into an area, something like prairie grass. There's many different kinds native to Wisconsin. Those are really nice for solar farms. It kind of strengthens that ecosystem around the area.
Yeah.
And gives a little opportunity for that.
Thinking about the landscaping around it, Brady, I want to ask you, how busy are you? How busy on the job are you?
This is... This industry is exploding. And, you know, the nice part about it is it's no longer the people that are really trying to save on the environment, although I'm a huge advocate for that. And, you know, I want to do everything we can do to reduce the effects of climate change. And solar is a great way to do that. But now it just makes sense economically. So really the people, there's so many farmers and residential homeowners and, you know, utility companies are doing large scale systems like this. Even, you know, just solar because, number one, it just makes
And Brady, you're breaking up Brady. There. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to toss it back to Brendan here for a moment. And, you know, Brendan, Brady says solar is exploding. It's having this really important moment. And I would assume WEC Energy Group is really thinking about that in its mix.
For sure. I mean, we are already the largest investor of renewable energy in the state of Wisconsin. We have been for years. And in just the last few months, we announced plans, and this Koshkonong project is part of that, to invest more than $4 billion on clean energy projects over the next few years. Solar is a key component, also some wind and some battery storage is part of that. So it's incredibly important as we look, and I think as most people, right, for the Paris Climate Agreement, certainly the Wisconsin Climate Task Force has all looked at what do we need to do? All the utilities are on board. We're saying we're going to reduce emissions. We're going to move away from some of those older, less efficient fossil fuel units. And to do that, we need to build oftentimes new large-scale renewable energy like this Koshkonong project. And if we can't do that, then where else is that energy mix going to come from? Where else, when people need to turn on their lights and, you know, have their air conditioning running, how are we going to do that? And so it's a balancing effort that the Public Service Commission, I know, is considering. We're happy to be at the table and have that discussion with them.
Very quickly, because we're almost out of time, what about the loss of farmland, Paul in Eau Claire asks, as you look at this balancing act? I mean, because you're taking away farmland here.
So these are leases. So at the end of the lease, 20 years, maybe 30 years, the land can go back to the farm owner. You know, that's up. It's their land. They can decide what to do with it. And the good news is the land hasn't been farmed then for, 20 years. So now it's going to be really fertile, really ready to be farmed. But we are still farming something, right? We're farming the sun. It's incredibly important to do those things. So each farmer, who's deciding to enter these leases on their own, that's a decision that they're making and they're deciding what to do. Wisconsin farmers have been feeding the Midwest, feeding the world for a long time. In this way, where they're just now feeding customers in a different way.
Brendan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Brendan Conway, spokesperson for WEC Energy Group, which owns We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service. Just ahead, we learn about the roots of reggaeton and the influence of Latin urban music around the world. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.